Welcome to Oxford Brookes Unscripted, the podcast where we explore the stories behind the research, innovation and partnerships that are shaping our communities and inspiring future generations. In this episode, we're turning our attention to building futures, quite literally, with our lead Science Bazaar sponsors, Morgan Sindall Construction. From inspiring young people through hands-on activities at the Science Bazaar to offering real-world placements for Oxford Brookes students, Morgan Sindall is helping to bridge the gap between education and industry. We'll be talking about the importance of social responsibility in construction, the power of partnerships, and their exciting new Knowledge Quad, a dedicated learning space where children and young people can explore what it means to build the world around them. Joining me today are members of the Morgan Sindall team, including two Oxford Brookes students who have experienced firsthand what it's like to work with Morgan Sindall. Could each of you briefly introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about your role within Morgan Sindall and why you're here today?
So Dennis Owusu, Social Value Manager. My role in summary is I make sure all the projects we are delivering key commitments that benefit the local community.
Amazing, thank you.
My name is Igor Fernandez. I'm from Mexico. I'm doing my year of placement with Morgan Sindall Construction. I'm based in the Clyde Booth Student Village project, and my role is an assistant site manager. So I've been with Morgan Sindall for around 3 months, going into 3 months now.
Amazing, thank you.
I'm Stephen Vaux, I'm operations director for Thames Valley of Morgan Sindall. My role basically means I look after all of the live projects we have in the area, make sure they're delivered to our promises.
Thank you.
I'm Matt Jackson. I'm a fourth year construction project management at Oxford Brookes, and I've been with Morgan Sindall for my year out placement during my third year, and then also for a summer placement. So I've contributed on a few of their projects now. And so now I'm just finishing up my final part of my degree and will be joining them back when I graduate.
Amazing. Well, thank you.
Just to sell Matt a little bit more, we actually sponsored Matt last year at uni, so you can return him, then go on the journey of becoming a site manager for us.
That's incredible. Amazing. And we can't wait to hear a little bit more about that in this session. So to kick us off then, Morgan Sindall has been such a key supporter of the Science Bazaar for the last 2 years. Could you tell us a little bit how this partnership began and what drew you to get involved? I think I'll pass this one over to Dennis.
So the Science Bazaar aligns perfectly with our social value commitments and our educational commitment. I think it's all around inspiring the curiosity and showing that construction is innovative, sustainable, and full of opportunities. So it's we're delivering and working with you guys just perfect.
That's amazing to hear. And it was truly fabulous to see at the bazaar last year the amount of children with the Morgan Sindall hats on, everyone getting engaged and asking questions. So that was really brilliant. So thank you for your partnership again. The Science Bazaar is all about inspiring curiosity, very much like you said, Dennis. What does being involved in this event mean to Morgan Sindall? Perhaps I'll pass this one over to you, Steve.
So I think it's like the first... Construction's a very hands-on world. We have loads of different ways of trying to get people involved in construction, but ultimately it's a practical world. So we're trying to influence the future generations on why practical and hands-on approach is just as good as sometimes going through university and being particularly academic. So this is a really early way of looking at that, whether people go down a more science route, but it's trying to get people more practical and hands-on, because most of us in construction are problem solvers. We actually like how pieces go together, and that links really well in with the Science Bazaar.
I mean, it truly does. It's not something you think about, right? You know, construction, definitely hands-on, but you're already kind of hinting that there's lots of different ways to get into that, whether that is through university, whether that is just finishing school. You know, there's lots of different jobs and roles within the industry. Is that fair to say?
It's fair to say, and we take people on from all different levels. So it's not just from uni, but out of college, even after GCSEs, those who can go through apprenticeships with us. So it's, and it's not like you just have to do a construction related course. You can do lots of different courses, and you can come in as an engineer, as a manager, as a quantity surveyor, estimator, planner. there's loads of routes into construction. And even we've got whole marketing teams, IT teams, everything sort of feeds into construction.
Yeah, so broad. Thank you for outlining.
I think just to add on to what Steve said, it's also helps break down the stereotypes and show that the industry is all about problem solving and also shaping the future of the world in a way.
Yeah, that leads me on beautifully to my next question, Dennis. So what is it you think young people, so the Science Bazaar is 5 to 12, it's a family event, it is multi-generational, but what do you think those children in particular get from seeing you guys, seeing construction at the event? What do you think, why is that important?
I think one thing that stood out for me was at the event when the kids saw the bricks, when the kids said, I want to build a house. So from that practical, want to build a house, is sparking interest in them at that very young age. And then potentially that is the future of construction.
Yeah.
So it was great to see that. So yeah, build me a house.
I think something for me, something I'm quite passionate about is no career advisor in any school is suggesting construction. And I think that's because there's people in our education don't particularly appreciate how broad construction is. I've got quite a few teacher friends and they'd never ever think of pushing construction. So this is just the first time we can start. We do a lot with schools, a lot of engagement to just try and edge the idea of construction. Actually, it's a professional industry and there's space in our industry for anyone and everyone.
Yeah.
Of all different backgrounds, all different levels of education, there's a place for everyone.
Exactly what you're saying there. It's a place for everyone. When I walked past your stand at the bazaar at the beginning of this year, there were both little boys and girls wanting to build things and wanting to get involved and wanting the construction hat. So I think it's really opening up that door to construction literally is for anyone that's interested in getting involved.
What we've done also with some of the Oxfordshire Enterprise, we've done a teachers encounter day. So we've invited teachers in to talk about the different jobs in the industry, their curriculum, and how they can edit it to get more people into the industry. And I think we delivered two sessions, and both of them were attended, and they actually wanted to do another one as well. It's about educating them, which is key.
That's brilliant. Fabulous that you're working with the teachers, because that's where the influence is at that age, isn't it? You know, you need to work with the role models that are there for the children. So Morgan Stanley places a big emphasis on social responsibility. How does this partnership with the Science Bazaar, with Brooks, reflect on these values and practices? And I will throw this out to anyone that would like to answer that.
Our social value strategy is about creating opportunity and investing in communities. We're really good at that. And so all the communities we work in, we support. I think this partnership brings value to life by connecting education with real-world careers. When it comes down to, because I'm an enterprise advisor for Greyfriars Catholic School, we support with a lot of STEM activities, work experience. We encourage the local schools and colleges to come to our live construction sites, and yeah, we just talk about opportunities available.
I think for me, the particularly the South Bazaar is just, it is a load of people we wouldn't normally be able to influence. So it all coming through Brooks into an environment where we wouldn't normally be able to influence and touch. So it gives us an opportunity just to get the word out a little bit more. Ika and Matt, during their years out, get dragged around many schools and many careers fairs. So it's all just about trying to influence it as early as possible. And we get very involved with Brooks because we've got a long-standing connection with them, but this is a perfect moment to get it out into the face of the youngest generation, really.
Yeah, and picking that up, so Ika and Matt, from your perspective, if you'd have attended the Science Bazaar and seen Morgan Stanley Construction there as a young person, when you were younger, would you have gone, oh, wow, construction? Would that have really kind of sparked something in you? Is that something that would have been exciting for you?
I just don't think that at that age we were, you know, you always get that sort of Bob the Builder when you're a kid, and that's probably the most, and that's where the exposure ends to the industry. You know, you don't really see anything else when you're growing up about construction, about the industry. It's sort of, it's just not shown. And I think I definitely would have had a different perspective on it, because I only found it after doing my A-levels. When I was looking, I didn't really want to go to uni, because I didn't really enjoy all those sort of subjects that were, you know, the obvious subjects. Mm. And eventually I found the construction project management degree. And for me, that was immediately something I was interested in, but I never knew it existed. And actually, as you say, if I'd found something earlier, I'd have probably liked it, because I was always fascinated with how things work, looking at buildings, you know, walking past a big construction project. I mean, it is just fascinating to me. And as I say, I mean, that would have probably changed my route, for sure. But yeah, as Steve mentioned earlier, the whole industry is sort of hidden, and you know, you don't hear about it when you're at school.
What about you, Ika?
Yeah, with Matt on this one, I really think that construction is just more than picking up a hammer and just smashing things. Kind of what most people would think it is. I think it's a really broad industry that really is like a big team.
Mm.
You know, each little role contributes to the finished product, let's say, of a project. So everyone puts the bit, everyone does their work, and then you go and have this fascinating...
Every role is vital,
yeah,
right?
Every role is vital, yeah. And I feel like if I was to see them when I was a kid, it would have maybe sparked something in me and be like, oh, maybe like it makes you more interested in, you know, wanting to go into the industry, or maybe seeing like, oh, how are things done, you know? Maybe spark something in you. So I really think it's a good thing what they're doing in the Bazaar, yeah.
Amazing, thank you. So, quite clearly, the partnership also extends beyond the Science Bazaar through student placements and other collaborative projects. Can you tell me about what kinds of opportunities Brooks students have in Morgan Sindall? So I'm definitely looking to you guys. Please, tell us a little bit more.
All right, cool. So, I joined Brooks sort of my own accord, found the degree that I really was really interested in. And immediately... sort of getting distracted from studying, I guess, was looking at all the construction projects in Oxford. And I came across this one where we're at today, Clive Booth. And I bumped into, when I met Steve and asked just for some sort of work experience or just some insight into the industry, because as I said, I just started the degree and hadn't ever step foot on a construction site, you know, other than maybe someone doing an extension, but you know, nothing to this scale. And so eventually I got offered a summer out, so I did the whole of the summer work experience during first year, which I greatly enjoyed, and it sort of opened a lot of doors, because I didn't understand the industry at that point, had no idea really what I was coming into, and how many roles there were, and how, you know, what the industry is like. And I really enjoyed that summer. So to sort of work my whole summer is quite a unexpected thing as a young person. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. I then went back to uni to do my second year of uni. And the course has a compulsory year out placement to do, to sort of get its accreditation with the CIOB and RICS. You have to do the year out, and it was a no-brainer to me to go back to Morgan Sindall, considering how much I loved it. So I applied for the year out, which I luckily got, and then I spent did about 13 months, did the sort of whole year last year, or I suppose this year, but you know, last academic year. And then I've just come back to Oxford Brookes to do my fourth year. And as Steve mentioned, I'm very lucky to have been sponsored for my final year, which means I'll be rejoining Morgan Sindall afterwards on their graduate scheme. So that's great. And yeah, so it's brilliant to return to uni now with so much experience to put into my studies, into my dissertation, and then also be fortunate to have a job position afterwards. I don't have to spend this year with a massive spreadsheet applying for hundreds of jobs as all my housemates are currently doing. So yeah, it's been a been a really interesting journey, and I've really enjoyed it. I'm really excited to get back into industry when I graduate this summer.
Matt enjoyed his year out with us so much, right? So the year out is normally 10 months, I think. Is it 9/10 months?
Yeah, yeah.
That much that he did 13 months with us.
Oh, wow.
We literally couldn't get rid of
him. People were surprised when I said I was leaving. They're like, what do you mean? Oh, well, I was only here for a year out. And actually, I think it's 36 weeks. I could have got away with, so I could have used some of my previous summer as well to take that away. But yeah, I enjoyed it too much. So.
And actually, he was so much of an asset that we didn't want him to go, to be fair. So
yeah,
it's been good.
And so Ika and another lad who's on the same course as Ika called TK are both with us this year. So they, I think, are the 5th and 6th year out students we've had from Brooks.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
So we do quite a link with Oxford Brookes because we're very big in the region. We've got a huge university who spend a lot of money in this city. And whilst the University of Oxford are a phenomenal client, they don't do construction management related courses. And not many of those who are studying their degrees at the University of Oxford fancy a career in construction. So we're obviously working with Brooks and saw it as a real integral way of embedding ourselves with the local community and making sure those students at Brooks get a chance with us, basically.
Yeah. Ika, I'd love to hear a little bit about your journey so far.
So my journey is kind of similar to Matt's. So I was doing my A-levels and I decided that I wanted to do construction project management because during that summer that you get to choose, I worked in a site actually as a general labourer, and that's when something sparked inside of me that it made me wonder, like, how does this all work? So I decided that I wanted to get into construction project management. I've done 2 years at uni now, and now for my third year, which is a placement year, compulsory, I approached Steve here. And we had an interview, and as you can tell, it went well because I'm here. So, yeah, started in September, and I've been doing 3 months with them, and I'm really, really enjoying it. Yeah, I feel like there's a lot to learn. Not just Morgan Sindel does a really key thing, which is they do a rotation scheme. Just you go into all the different departments.
Oh, wow.
So you just don't focus. Let's say I'm an assistant site manager at the moment, but I'm going to be doing rotations in social value with Dennis. I'm going to be doing quality. I'm going to be doing design management and all the different roles, which will even spark something else in me, which might not be in site management, which I'm currently doing. So it's a really like open-minded placement, yeah. And it really helps you build a career in construction. Yeah. It helps you build connections. It helps you, you gain invaluable experience, first of all. And I just think it's an amazing experience at the moment. And I can't wait to finish my placement year and hopefully continue with Morgan Sindel and see what that leads me to.
Incredible. It's really, really heartwarming to hear how much love you have for the placement time that you've had here and the fact that you're coming back. And yeah, it sounds amazing. Is there anything that has surprised you in your journey? But perhaps I'll come back to you, Ika. It sounds like you've really enjoyed the rotational element. Is there anything that you've experienced so far that you thought, wow, I didn't expect to quite like that as much as I did, or led you down a different pathway or opened your mind a little bit?
I could definitely say when you hear about a placement and some people think it's going to be something that you might not enjoy. Or you might, it might not be what you were looking for at the end of the day, but well, in my case, I am enjoying it. And the fact that I get to, have some responsibilities, mm-hmm. I get to, every day is different. That's what I didn't expect. I thought it was going to be more of a, you come, you know what you're doing, but every day you're going to have a new thing coming up, a new problem that you might have to resolve. As Steve said, we're like, you need to be a problem solver, because every day is a different day. So I think that's basically the main thing that, surprised me, that you never know what to expect, basically. You can't come too prepared.
Yeah. Oh, sounds so good. And Matt, was there anything for you that you didn't realise that you loved as much as you found you did?
From an early stage when I first joined the industry, it's probably how many different roles there were. You just it's a preconception of just being a builder, really. But there's actually so many different roles, and even in your own role, it can be really varied. So you think of a site management role, and you don't think actually how much that encompasses and how varied that can be, which is something I really love about it as well. That's probably the main thing that I was sort of surprised by. Things like this, how much impact what we do, has an impact on a community, on an area. That's definitely been a big surprise, to be fair. So yeah, that's what's it.
Amazing. So kind of pulling on that a little bit, we are currently sat in the new Knowledge Quad. Would you like to tell us a little bit more about what this space is, what it's for, what it does, and what you hope to achieve through it? I feel like, Dennis, we should come to you for this one.
So this Knowledge Quad is an on-site learning hub for skills, innovation and community engagement. It's where education meets construction, from VR demo to sustainability workshops, in summary.
Ah, brilliant. And I can see on the wall we've got like a little workshop set up with lots of tools and bricks. And is this to try and get people in the mindset of, well, this is what construction is, this is what you can get involved with? What is the aim of that?
It's just to encourage. So obviously when we've got students here for site visits, to do a lot more activities with them and just encourage more engagement and knowledge of the different jobs in the industry, basically.
I think it's also pretty hands-on, because fair play, Ika's done the majority of this, so maybe he should speak. But you've got a sink that you can plumb in, you've got a plug that you can wire up, you've got a radiator that can be plumbed in.
Wow.
You've got a wall that can be finished off. It's like, it's just practical elements. So it's not just concentrating on coming and working for Mawson as a manager. There's the practical elements of people if they want to go become an electrician or a plumber. So I think it's trying to widen people's viewpoint, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yeah. I feel like the whole point of it was to make, when people were coming, like when we get people coming here, they're supposed to not just be told about it, but you can clearly see it with the, like Steve said, with the walls, with the flooring, with some electrical works. But the plugs on the wall, so the whole point of it was to engage the people that were coming and encourage them to pick up a tool, pick up any tool and try and make something out of it. And you know, and that, I feel like that thing of not knowing how to do it, and maybe with some people here maybe teaching you how to do it, that sparks something in that you might be like, oh, this is lovely, because most people see the outside bit, but they don't see the behind the scenes of how it's built.
Yeah. And it is life skills, no? To be able to manage your house, you know how to change a plug, know what to do if something goes wrong with your plumbing. That's very empowering.
Yeah, maybe some of the kids will go home and show their parents, yeah.
I mean, how amazing would that be? Yeah. That's fabulous. So have you got any site visits set up? When are we going to launch the space?
2nd of December, a couple of us are doing some work with Brooks in the morning, a commercial piece with some students there. And then in the afternoon, we're going to launch the Knowledge Club, not Knowledge Quad,
Knowledge Quad, no.
With the university and start opening it up and getting all of Dennis's connections in the schools here, all booked in over the next few months.
That sounds incredible. Thank you. And I can see there's a lot of synergy there between the ethos of the Science Bazaar, encouraging that hands-on learning. And I can't wait to see it in practice. It sounds amazing. So looking ahead, how do you see this relationship between Morgan Sindall and Oxford Brookes evolving over the next few years? So we are sat in Clive Booth, which is looking amazing. Is there potential for future collaborations? Will we continue with the studentships?
Well, yes, is the easy answer. The slightly more drawn out answer is we've tried to work quite hard with Brookes with getting involved with their students and lectures, etc. Because we find that quite empowering and quite rewarding, and it lets make a difference. We also want to continue the partnership with Oxford Brookes on our work front as well. So we want to continue building out for them, which gives local opportunity to the students, etc. But we'll continue with or without work, though, we'll continue being that focus with Brooks to try and get the year out of students. So I have particular contact now at the uni, going back in every year, interviewing, hopefully taking someone on and continue going forwards. I'm dragged in to do a lecture every year. I'm pretty sure Max isn't going to allow that to stop. So yeah, it continues to move on.
That sounds incredible. So what message would you like to share with young people or their parents about the opportunities in construction and STEM more broadly? I'd love to have a little wrap-up sentence. That would be amazing. Anyone?
I think construction is sometimes looked at as quite a dirty industry, and people miss the professional side of construction and how many different roles there are, how rewarding it is. I've found it so rewarding because you leave something tangible. Mm. So I've had the pleasure of building lots of relatively interesting buildings and you can see them. And now I bore my 15-year-old daughter by driving her back past the buildings that I built. So there's not many industries you can go back and see the work you've done.
Yeah. You must have a lot of pride. This
a huge amount of pride, yeah. Even more so when my daughter remembers some of the buildings. She may not be as proud, but like that lasting a legacy is really quite impressive.
Yeah. I'd love to hear from Ika or Matt.
I think going on from what Steve said is really rewarding. Once you see something, let's say you start from scratch, you have nothing but ground, let's say. And then over the months, over the years, you might see a building, you might see your project. Just like Steve said, you can go past and be like, you know what, I contributed to that. To that project. No matter what your role was, how big, how little, everyone put the little grain of sand and made it happen.
Oh, that's kind of wonderful. Yes.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. You know, coming back even here, looking at the building is quite cool to say, you know, I played a part in that. And you know, you look at that and you see what the bits you've done in it. And it's even just, For you know, if you've done a certain few projects for, say, Brooks or whoever it's for, you hear about Oxford Brooks and you go, yeah, I've contributed to some of their campus, and it's quite cool to as Steve said, have that like tangible asset that you can look at rather than just, you know, some bit of data. You can actually look at this physically and feel quite accomplished. So.
Yeah, and it's enabling all the future students to be able to come here and have a good time and be safe in a really nicely constructed environment. So, amazing job.
Yeah. I would say construction is not just about building. It's innovation, technology, and also sustainability. If you're someone that's curious and want to make a difference, I would say this industry has got endless opportunity for you.
Amazing, Dennis. Thank you. So finally, if you had to describe the partnership between Morgan Sindall and Oxford Brookes, the Science Bazaar, in three words, what would they be? Quick fire, Dennis, back to you.
Beautiful.
Oh, just the one word. Powerful. Beautiful. Okay. Ika.
Long lost, I'll say.
Oh, very good. Very good, Steve.
I had three. So trust, collaboration and future.
And Matt?
I'd probably say engaging community.
I mean, fabulous. And we can't wait to see you at the Science Bazaar on the 21st of February.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
A huge thank you to our guests from Morgan Sindall for joining us today and for their continued support of the Oxford Brookes Science Bazaar. It's partnerships like these that show how collaboration between universities and industry can create real opportunities, from inspiring the next generation of engineers to shaping a more sustainable, inclusive future. If you'd like to find out more about the Science Bazaar or Morgan Sindall's Knowledge Quad, you can visit brookes.ac.uk/Science Bazaar or morgansindallconstruction.com. We'll include the links in the show notes. You've been listening to Oxford Brookes Unscripted, brought to you by the Directorate of Research, Innovation and Enterprise at Oxford Brookes University. Until next time, thank you for listening.